greetings, everybody, live from Hallelujah Acres. Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call, and we're glad to have you in here. We've got a great program for you, a brand new series tonight, the Holy Grail Bloodline. Now, we don't know so much about it being holy, but we're gonna get into the mystery of the Grail. There's been books and things written about it, and we're going to talk to you tonight about the conventional wisdom that has the Grail bloodline sacred. And we're going to show you that there are two bloodlines in the earth that are vying for supremacy. One is a bloodline that promises a kingdom to come. And the other bloodline is a bloodline that promises you a kingdom that is here. And we're going to examine the difference in between the two and who's at the head of the bloodline. You know, a lot of my ministry over the years, several years, has been dedicated to a bloodline revelation. And I did a series, maybe 30, 40 years ago, or perhaps a little bit longer, about the scarlet thread. And it had to do with the bloodline. And during that series, me being a young minister, I found out some valuable information from the Bible as I gleaned and ran the references to certain aspects and to certain genealogies that I learned a lot about the Grail bloodline. And what amazed me about the bloodline, that Satan has a bloodline in the earth that is considered royal. And it is so royal and so accepted that it's actually has converted itself. Now, I'm talking about an unholy bloodline. I'm talking about Satan's bloodline. It has replaced the bloodline of the Messiah. Remember Joseph? How that he had been excluded from the bloodline of Israel, basically? And the typology that comes back into the equation is that Joseph was a hidden bloodline. And from his descendants was to come what is known as the birthright bloodline. Now, the Holy Grail bloodline is considered by the world to be the true Son of God bloodline. And yet the dynasty of kings who descended from this bloodline were known as sorcerer kings. And many of them hinted or even stated outright that they were in fact descendants of Lucifer. Some of your most prominent secret orders, and we're going to talk about those secret orders and how that they have ruled the earth by tricking the Christians, what we call Christians. Did you know that two-thirds of the power of evil is supported by people that are deceived? And we're going to get into those aspects in this series of the Holy Grail bloodline. And I'd like to add a question to that, as we have given you an instances of where that Satan himself is a deceiver, and by being the deceiver that he is, he has changed the truth into a lie, and he's worshipped the creature more than the Creator. And so we're going to deal with that, praise Yahweh, and these things that are involved in the text of the Holy Bloodline, the Holy Grail, for instance. And we're going to go to a bloodline in the earth. Now, I'm telling you that there's books out on this subject, so these are no mysteries about the Holy Grail. written by a Frenchman about 20 or 30 years ago. He became very famous for projecting the theory that Christ had a descended bloodline in the earth, and he traced them to the royal kings of different countries. And we're going to take issue with that. We're going to show you that the kings that are sitting in the high seats of authority are not the bloodline of Christ, but the bloodline of Satan. And Satan, the deceiver, he's a counterfeiter, so to speak. And the way he done this to deceive the very elect is ingenious. It basically has to do with the fusing of a serpent's blood with the blood of Yahweh. Now, I know that that's going to really trigger an impulse, and you say, oh, it couldn't be. Yahweh would never let a snake into his bloodline. Well, I really don't think he would, but he had to avoid the instances where that Satan seemed like he had injected, like Matthew 13 says, the seed of discrepancy known as the tare. Now, this tare is an unholy bloodline. That's what the tare represents. And we know, according to the book of Matthew chapter 13, when Christ talked about this unholy bloodline, that it was Satan that sowed that seed. And of course, we just got through with a series of the garden, the events of the garden, how Satan sowed into from the word go. Matter of fact, he had the first choice, it seems, and we believe in the womb of Eve. Now, we talked about telegamy and things of this nature that types and shadows the bloodline, and we talked about the high priest making his offering with an uncircumcised seed and then the circumcised seed. So the bloodline, the Holy Grail, could actually be unholy grail and holy grail versus each other. Light and darkness, that war, the continual war of the two seeds. So we're going to talk about the bloodline that descended from a figure who equates with a biblical Cain. Cain has a bloodline in the earth. Now, we talked about Nimrod in the 11th chapter of the book of Genesis, how that Nimrod was a descendant, if you will, and all the mythical figures related and associated with the Cain bloodline. We believe that this Cain bloodline is so evil and so evilly affected that Yahweh gave it up to be a worshiper of the things that are carnal. And the power that was associated with carnality is to marvelously bring something out of nothing. For instance, I'll give you an example. We know that just weights and measures are silver and gold. And if you've paid particular attention to the market for the last couple of months, gold has been in the forefront of the news, the world news, the national news, the market news. The leading indicator has been the rapid rise of gold. Now, for years, gold has been controlled by a unholy bloodline. And these are known as the bloodline of Satan, Cain. Cain had the blessings of the earth. Cain, with his carnal mind, had power to attract wealth. And this was given to him have any silver and gold. The Bible said foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. Therefore, Christ did not choose the things of the world, although his biblical principles were silver and gold for just weights and measure. Now, that was the standard of righteousness for thousands of years until Satan devised a marvelous plan to bring forth something out of thin air. What he done was he created something to replace silver and gold to put in the hands of the masses. He actually put a worthless piece of paper, and in our sense, it's called money. And in this sense, it's called paper. It's not just weights. Just weights would be the value of metal at its given market price. In other words, the demand of it would determine its worth. Gold has never been worth nothing. It's always been worth something. So the value in itself is it is something that is valuable, not only for just weights and measures, but for the products of man. Gold is the best bonding agent in industry, and yet it's almost cost prohibitive. And so then comes silver, which is a lesser value, and yet it replaces in industry a lot of things that gold would do better. But when you really want fine industry products, gold is the norm rather than the exception. If you want something that is not as qualitative as gold, then you would use silver. Satan knew all this. He knows the value of metal. He knows the value of stones, precious stones. He had nine in his covering, and he sought the other three. Now, this other three is what we're going to bring into focus. We're going to bring in the three stones that was absent in the covering of Satan when he chose to rule the world. And ladies and gentlemen, it's an amazing event. And there is a bloodline of the Nephilim. And today we're going to talk about the Moravian bloodline. In our approach to this bloodline, we're going to type it and annotate it from above and below. Now, the bloodline above that came from heaven is written into the Bible. But most of the Bible that people believe in is a bloodline that Satan chose. And it's marvelous how that the Bible said that Satan could deceive the very elect just in a genealogy bloodline. First of all, we're going to go to the event of the garden where that the Cain bloodline was established. Now, we know that, first of all, Cain was of the wicked one. And by Cain being of the wicked one, he had offspring. And we know from Cain's offspring, they built cities, and they no doubt conquered, because Strong's number is 70-30, or 70-13 for Cain, and that means a Oriental tribe. And so the Oriental tribe of the Moravians of the earth, the Genghis Khan, if you will, hordes of the Orientals. And did you know right now that the Orientals of the Far East are now gathering power through purchase of gold? And that this a certain bloodline that's been dominating in the West called the Zionist. There is a warfare between these two seeds. The Oriental seed of the bloodline of Cain and the Khazaric bloodline of Cain, which is what we know as Zionist. Out of the Khazar clan comes those that purport that the Middle East, particularly the land that used to be occupied by Israel, is the Holy Land, and that the world owes them, the Zionists, a debt. And by collecting on this debt, the Christians have vowed to make sure that this other bloodline they were going to talk about enter the third bloodline, which is the Muslim from the house of Abraham and Hagar. And so now we've got the Cain bloodline split into the Khazarian and the Orientals. The Khazarian being instrumental and very wise and crafty, they adopted the Jewish religion in the 8th century according to the Khazar history in the 8th century when they came aboard. Now, out of that, they begin to grow and to multiply throughout Eastern Europe. And by the time of the First World War, they had become, according to history, these Khazarians who were excellent people with money and with the House of Rothschild, who himself was a Khazar, what we call an Edomite Khazar, a Turkish Eastern Oriental descent. And so these bloodlines are what we would call the bloodline of the snake, who produced princes, mighty men of renown. If you look at some of the wise men that Satan has produced, and the ones have excelled, and history has accredited as great men. The Bible said, that which is highly esteemed or accredited as great is an abomination to Yahweh. But you see, Yahweh's prophets, who are poor and despised and disrespected and rejected and not listened to, their voice is very weak in the earth. When a king such as Kissinger, let's take Henry Kissinger, his name in most alphabets would add up to 666, which is the satanic Antichrist. But the Bible don't talk about one Antichrist. It talks about many. William Jefferson Clinton also adds up to 666. The Vicar of Rome, it adds up to 666. Nero, which was an emperor in early Rome, it adds up to 666 in certain languages. So there's many Antichrists. We're going to talk about that Antichrist bloodline, which has been accepted with Christianity at its forefront, and its largest supporter has now turned the Zionist cause into a Christian cause, and most of the false prophets that speak on behalf of the Zionist cause are asking the Christian people to support Zionism, when two-thirds of the Orthodox Jews themselves, and this is just a matter of knowledge, you could go online and find just by simply typing in who are the true house of Judah and who are the false house. Well, we're going to talk about those bloodlines, how that they have worked, how it was a clash of the two seeds, one from the tare seed, which is known as the Merovingian bloodline. Now, I want you to remember that. These are the descendants of Cain. They love the chief seeds, as did the Pharisees, and Christ warned you to beware of them. The scribes, they were in charge of literature. And so then, the greatest people on earth that's in charge of literature or information media that's coming down firsthand, those in charge are now out of the Zionist camp of the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. For instance, all of the major news outlets today, that and most of the book publishers, I'm R-E-D. Now, communism is known as like Red China or Red Russia. Their emblem is a single star, which represents the star of the shield of the Rothschilds. And we know that in history that Russia became a victim, the czars. These were white Aryan czars. And at that time, Russia was one of the, if not the, most productive and rich and prosperous nation in the world. This is before the United States rose to prominence and power. So even now, as I speak, Russia, after riding the ship, after correcting the mistake, and after warning the United States, which is now going down the Rothschild shield, or the Morovian bloodline, which are now dominating in the government of the United States of America. These bloodlines have changed their bloodline into the bloodline of Christ. They're called holy. They're actually called God's holy people. And this is the Cain saga. The Luciferian bloodline that is ruling from the seats of authority around the world and supported by the majority of all the nations in the world. The Bible will talk to you in detail in the book of Revelations that all of the world and all of the kings and the mighty chiefs and the captains worshipped the Morovian bloodline of Cain. And they turned away from the blood of Christ because Satan himself is now the Christ Victor, if you will, the 66 emblem, the anti, but he's called Christ and is worshipped by many who would kill you thinking that they're doing the true Christ a service. And this, the Bible said, they will do all this unto you because they know not. And so this is one of the deciding factors of our message tonight, which is concerning the Grail bloodline. Be it good or bad, there is a Grail bloodline. The Morovian bloodline of Satan from the House of Cain. Then there is the little, small, insignificant bloodline of Christ. The anointed one, the true one, the one that the Bible speaks very little bit about. Did you know that the Bible says that there is a bloodline that is not spoken about, but it is the true bloodline? And that's the mystery of how the serpent, Satan himself, has made war with the seed of the woman, in this case, the seed of the Messiah, the Christ man, who himself would come into the world and would suffer at the hands of this Morovian bloodline. Did you know that Herod was a Morovian bloodline attendee from the House of Cain? And many other kings, Sargon and all of the other, Nimrod, we could name countless emeralds and chief mighty men and captains of the earth that are associated with this Morovian bloodline that is now accepted as the norm rather than the exception and would deceive even the very elect. Now, I spoke a little bit about the ability of a certain faction of this bloodline, and there is several factions of this bloodline, and this is going to prove to be the Achilles heel of this bloodline. They're going to war and turn to confusion in their own house. When they know that the things that they have lied about and covered up and deceived the people, there will be a time appointed that the Bible says that blindness will end with the righteous people of the bloodline of the true house of Jacob. Satan knows that he has but a short time to come and deceive the people upon the earth. That's almost natural for Satan to deceive, because he's been in charge of the literature, especially the Bible. And you say, well, what's wrong with the Bible? It's a holy Bible. Well, the Bible says itself that you are to rather divide it, not to add to it or take from. And he warned us that the scribes would add to or take from. That's what he was talking about when he said beware of the scribes. These are those who control the literature and the media. Even in those days, there were publishers. The Bible says that the man that was changed in the tomb, his name was Legion. He was full of demons. But he was a child of the king. He would be what we would call today a child of God. That God had chose this marvelous Israelite. But Satan had chose the fact to withstand him and to enter him and to possess him and to drive him insane with the abundance of the multitude of the legions that was, and the poor man was at the mercy of these devils. Just like the small house, straight is a way and narrow is a gate and a few there be that find it, just as a small percentage of those who have access to the knowledge. I'm talking about the sacred knowledge, not the false knowledge, not by so-calls, not by a way that seems right, but the way that is right. There's only a small percentage of straight is the way and narrow is the gate, and a few there be that find the correct way into the house of Yahweh. Now, how do we, in finding our way through the maze, when we have been possessed with demons, obstructions, misfalls and pitfalls, and the hazards of the spiritual journey? And the Bible said to make our election and common sure and strive to enter in at a straight gate, for many will strive and not be able. That's what it's talking about. That if you find this knowledge, this holy grail of truth, if you lay hands on it, once you come into possession of it, it'd been better for you not to know the way than after you know it to turn from this holy way and go in the way of Cain. Woe unto them, for they have ran greedily in the error of Balaam and the way of Cain. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is the warning tonight as we get into the series of the Holy Grail bloodline. Be it holy or unholy, there is a holy bloodline that is unholy, and then there's an unholy bloodline that is holy. What is given over for truth is a lie, and what is given over to a lie is a truth. There is a way that seems right, which is that which is accepted as right, as opposed to the way that seems wrong, which is the true way. You see, Satan has the power of authorship and ownership of media, and the Bible says that we're destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Therefore, if you don't have a hungry heart, if you're not digging for supreme, hidden, occult knowledge. Now, the word occult means hidden. Now, if you find and search deep for the hidden things, the hidden mysteries, you'll know that there is a bloodline in the earth smart enough to create wealth out of midair. Enter the Federal Reserve. One of the most ingenious plans that Satan ever came up with to control the wealth of the world was the Federal Reserve. It is not a entity of the United States government. A matter of fact, it is a separate entity, solely separate, but accepted in the peoples of the earth, including most people in the United States that don't even know what I'm talking about, because they believe that the Federal Reserve is a part of the government, of the federal government of the United States. It's not. It's a wing of the rich Morgovian bloodlines who are now ruling the earth with a rod of iron and have all the wealth and the possessions of the earth to back up the Bible said money answers all things. So if they need something, they just buy it. If they need an army, they buy an army. If they need a country, they buy the country. All countries on the earth are for sale for enough money. All men on earth are for sale, except a few, for money. Money is the root of all evil, and Satan has used money to control the world. And every time that you find evil, when it abounds, and you pull up the roots of it, you'll find these more Rovigan bloodlines hanging on the root of the problem. Now, how did they create a monetary system that was so unique that they didn't have any gold or silver to back it? Matter of fact, they took paper and traded it into the hands of the unwise, the ignorant and unlearned. They traded a piece of paper with the Federal Reserve Act that has never been ratified, by the way. But they traded that for the wealth of the world. The world was willing, through the magic powers of these unholy bloodlines who were masters at deception and deceit. When they created the plan, a master graph, and of all places, they did it in the state of Georgia. And if you was to know where they did it and when they done it, and I'm sure that some of you that are knowledgeable about the Federal Reserve, how it came about on Jekyll Island, but the act of it itself and the bankruptcy of the United States, it had to come into bankruptcy and declared bankrupt before we could give ownership over to the international bankers, who are largely controlled by the Zionist elite of the Red Shield of Rothschild or Red Socialist Communism. And that's why that communism and socialism is now expanding and actually raising her wings, if you will, over the democracy of America, which was founded, if you will, by the founding fathers. They were influenced, believe it or not, by the Merovingian bloodline. And we're going to get into that phase of it for the founding fathers. There is actually a picture of our founding father, George Washington, with an apron that was worn by him of these mighty elite that are now ruling the world. And these seats of authority are now taken over, and the poor man who now has to fend for the dollar, the paper, in order to buy and sell, this is the mark of the beast. And if you will, if you look at the dollar sign, it is a crooked letter S. And it looks like a coiled serpent or a crooked serpent, as he forms a S with two straight lines running up and down to indicate the dollar sign. And this is the sign that most people labor for. They labor for a piece of paper, and we're supposed to have it backed up by gold. But in reality, most of the gold has been hoarded away by the international banking cartels and the rich elite of the Merovingians, as they hoard and treasure and store up gold for the last days. James mentioned it. Woe to them that have reaped down your fields, talking about the rich elite, the powerful, and the poor that have been given a piece of paper to labor for. And we're told that there's worth and value in that. And ladies and gentlemen, we are now seeing the first effects of the fall of the great Merovingian bloodline master plan. Did you know that there was a man that arose in the last days Egypt, and his name was Yosef. And he was a Hebrew. He was an outcast. He was a dreamer. He wasn't liked by his own family, a type of Christ. He came to his own, and his own received him not. But he mastered a plan that money actually fell in the days of Joseph. And Yosef, being warned of Yahweh on the master plan, remember I said in the book of Romans 11, verses 25 and 26, there is a time appointed for the house of Israel, particularly the sons of Yosef or Jacob or Joseph or Ephraim, Joseph, the bloodline and the master bloodline. We're going to tell you and show you and take you and type you and shadow you into the royal house of the rejected bloodline. Christ was rejected. He was not accepted. The elite, the kings of the earth, said away with him. They knew he was the heir to the throne. And they created what is called a royal, unholy bloodline, although they passed themselves off as holy. The book of Revelations, chapter 2, explains it very well. There is a people that says that they're holy. There is a people that says that they're God's chosen, and they are not. They are liars. These are the Merovingian bloodline that have changed the truth into a lie, caused the people to worship the creature, the Jekyll Island creature, of the crooked serpent with the lines running up and down. That means that they came from heaven into the earth, and now they've taken money, the power of money, and they're buying kingships and countries and trying to ascend back in heaven. Now, I told you in the 28th chapter of the book of Ezekiel, when we were talking to you about the type of Satan's plan was that he would ascend back into the heavens. That money sign that you see there with the vertical lines running up and down vertically into the heaven and down into the earth, with the crooked serpent being crossed with these lines intersecting, meaning that he would rule the earth until the appointed time. And out of this Jekyll Island experience, the master crafters, these are men who, in connection with Satan and Satan's influence, are now ruling the earth with a rod of iron. They are the Luciferian bloodline that will indeed cause all the world to receive a mark, and that they will themselves become victims of this unholy bloodline. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to show you tonight that Yahweh is going to give you the prize for running the race. Now, how would we run the race, and how would we finish? We can't run unless we are the thoroughbreds. That means we have to be born from above, and that we have to have something called the Holy Christ bloodline. Not the Merovingian bloodline, but a bloodline from the house of Israel. Now, those that claim that they're from the house of Israel but are not, these are the imposters. These are the counterfeits. And just like the counterfeits of the devil at Jekyll Island, when they created a master plan, they know that money, the Bible says that money rules the world. We know that they had to have the money to rule it. And the Bible said money answers all things. They knew that they had to have all of the money to rule the world. Now, by ruling the world through money, they have taken the real money of the earth, silver and gold, and they have purchased it with a piece of paper. Now, that is magic. That is sorcery. That is witchcraft to the highest order of the Merovingian bloodline. Now, ladies and gentlemen, how how are we ever going to overcome this Moravian bloodline in the earth? Well, I'm going to tell you how. We must come to the knowledge of the truth. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. When we find out, when enough people are alerted, and believe me, there's a lot of people right tonight as I speak, communicating through the advent of the spoken word, through shortwave, that's a major, major source of occult information, hidden information, secret information. And then there is the marvelous advent of the computer, the internet. And that is a source of information. Books are being written. We have many men that have hazarded and even lost their lives to defy this Moravian bloodline in the earth. Our Senate and Congress is blackmailed to the point that they dare not speak out against the Federal Reserve. And we all know that the Federal Reserve is something that needs to be examined on our monetary system. You see, the United States itself is being systematically destructed and brought down because the Moravian bloodline plan is that they have to conquer not the United States. They conquered it in 1913. Now they must conquer the people that built this country and are set to defend it, and they know that. Now they're working feverishly around the clock to enslave the people that they dare to speak against. They know that there is a particular people in the earth that is their enemy. A snake knows he's a snake. He don't have to be told he's a snake. He don't have to be told he's got poison in his fangs. A sheep is dumb, and he's innocent until he gets an experience. And so the house of Jacob, being the sheep, the dumb sheep, led away with the heir of the wicked, we followed the Moravian bloodlines and the kings and the mighty men and the chief captains. We've given taxes, we've given our money, we've given our wealth to the power of the beast. And the Bible says, who is strong enough to make war with the beast? Well, you are. If you get knowledge, you can overcome the beast. If you get understanding, you can overcome the power of the beast. And the Bible definitely cries out from its verses and scripture, line upon line and precept upon precept, to come out of her, my people, and be not partakers of her sins, for her sins have reached into heaven. Now, what sins are we talking about? We're talking about the chief mighty men and the captains and the elite of the unholy bloodline of Satan, as it is now entered into the hearts of most of the world through the media exchange of disinformation, and taken every soul, every ear, and every eye captive, because we are so carnal and sold under sin. How do we overcome? Let's go back to Joseph for just a minute in part one of the gestalt that we're laying for you. With the few minutes that we've got left, I'd like to show you that Joseph was a type and a forerunner of the one we know as Jesus Christ. We know that he set the tone for the types and shadows, Joseph. In the book of Genesis, chapter 37, it talks about this wonder exploit of a man called Joseph. He went into the land of darkness. He went into the land of Babylon, and he ruled there and caused money to fail. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight, we're coming upon the advent and the time approaching when money will fail. I'm talking about the paper money that we've trusted in, called the almighty dollar. On the coins that we print, cut and mint is a statement that was put on the coins early on. And this coin said, "In God we trust." We just didn't know which one, because the Bible says there's many gods. Now, what God do you trust in tonight? Do you trust in the God of riches? Do you trust in the God of forces? Or do you trust in the God of the heavens, which led Joseph to devise such a government that brought everything upon earth captivated into his cause at his command? Not only did Joseph acting as the financier, the planner, and the chief treasury of the house of Pharaoh, every man, woman, and child in the land of Egypt owed everything they had, including their own bodies, to Joseph. This was a master design to bring down Babylon. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we are at the beginning stages of the master plan of Almighty Yahweh to bring Babylon down in one day and in one hour. And she's coming down with a mighty crash. And when she comes down, there will be total confusion for a short space of time. We want you to be prepared and be ready. It would be good if you were to be right now to convert all of your dollars out of your bank accounts into silver or gold or other metals that could become more precious. Lead would be a valuable commodity in the days to come. So then the three major metals that will dominate in the world to come will be silver and gold and lead. Ladies and gentlemen, there is going to be a change in the monetary policies, because Satan has thought a thought in his heart, knowing that he's got a short time, and that is to bring down most of the major opposition so that a new world order that will rule the earth with a rod of iron could be established. And to do so, there has to be a particular people in the earth defeated. This is the enemy of Satan. This is the seed of the Son of Man. This is the one that has the true name. This is the one that has the true water baptism. This is the ones that have the kingdom principles of divine covenant, with altar worshiping and things of this nature that are instrumental in bringing truth and revelations. Did you know that even the Passover, which is so valuable to open up the mind, my mind was never open till I kept the first Passover. And when I kept the first Passover, all the symbolic symbols and symbolism associated with the plan, the master plan, under a blood of the Lamb, it was something that opened my carnal understanding into a spiritual fixation through the induction of the power and the wisdom from on high. If a man will do, if he will keep my commandments, if he will keep my statutes, and if he will keep my festivals three times a year, I will pour out to him the revelation of the things that are hidden from the world. And ladies and gentlemen, it is marvelous now, because the Bible says in the time to come that this whole world will be filled with the knowledge of Yahweh. That's how Babylon, that's how this elite system of the Merovingian bloodline of those who profess the Holy Grail and are not, but are sons and daughters of Cain and Satan. Ladies and gentlemen, they are ruling the world with a rod of iron. They have a short time, and Satan is getting angry. He's trying every trick in the world. There's been false flag attacks all over the world. There's been attempts made to scuttle the peace And the Bible said there's no peace for the wicked anyway, and so the devil doesn't know how to create peace. He can create a false sense of peace by the almighty dollar. When things are good and people are working and running to and fro like little ants on the earth, things are good. Satan has got good times going. They're eating, drinking, and being merry. But when Yahweh begins to bring plagues and famines and earthquakes and pestilence beyond man's control, beyond the devil's control, Yahweh is now putting what we would call a stumbling block or an obstacle in the train, the runaway train of Satan. It's coming to a screeching halt. The time has come, and it now is, when the righteous of the earth are going to begin to shine as the pure gold. Now, the Bible says, buy the truth and sell it not. And if you will, take these cautionary steps to prepare, to get ready for a time of trouble such as the world has never seen, then you'll know what Pastor Buddy is talking about. We know that we have a short time until victory. Hold on. Hold fast that which is good. Do not give up. Do not throw up your hands in disgust and quit. Do not get discouraged. Remember, it always gets darkest before the dawn. The times and the shadows of the true Christ who went into the heavens and said, I go away, and when I go away, I will come again, and I will receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Ladies and gentlemen, he's coming to set the world aflame. He's coming with a mighty power. He's coming in flame and fire, taking vengeance on those money changers and those mighty kings and chief captains of the earth. And you know what's going to happen? All of the silver and all of the gold that they have stored for treasury will be cast into the streets for deliverance. They will try one last feeble attempt to buy their way out of their problems. But at that time, money will fail. It will not be accepted. Their money and their wealth and their power will be gone forever. And then they will run to the rocks and the mountains, and they will pray to be hid from the face of the sons of Yah as they come upon the earth with a mighty power. One can chase a thousand, and two can put 10,000 to flight. They shall mount up on wings of the mighty eagle, and they shall run, and they shall not be weary. They shall overcome because they've kept the faith, and they haven't denied his wonderful name. They walk into the progression and the evolutionary steps of faith, that which if a man will do, Yahweh will show the hidden way. He will show the hidden plan. And when money fails, you will receive your soul's worth as silver and gold, tried in the balances and not found wanting. But they who have trusted in their riches, and they've created an illusionary money, false money, a system of evil, to rule in the kingdom of Yahweh. Yahweh's kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and as it's recorded in the book of Daniel, it's going to bring all of the kingdoms of the earth down. You got my message tonight, part one of the Holy Grail, be it holy or unholy. I'll be back with you tomorrow night for part two of the Holy Grail. I'll see you then. Tonight I'm sponsored by Dr. Gary and Brother Paul in the state of Michigan. We're glad to have them tonight as our sponsors. And we are thankful for you. And we bless you in the great name of the King. If you would, you can call Dr. Gary at 1-877-289-7439. And I don't have Brother Paul's number before me here tonight, but we'll give that to you as soon as we get back into Tazewell. We're here at Hallelujah Acres tonight, and we send racial covenant greetings to all of the house of true Jacob tonight in the name of Yahweh that are patiently waiting for the kingdom to come. You're seeing some visible signs just this week, some things to give you hope and to hold on and to trust in Yahweh. He's forever settled. Nothing can be added to it and nothing taken away. If you'd like to write me tonight, write me simply Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. If you'd like to call me, area code 423-626-2172, and we'll be glad to send you the series of the Holy Grail Bloodline. Ladies and gentlemen, we love you tonight. Our website is www.oneyahweh.com. Now that's www.oneyahweh.com to go to our website. Brother Bob will have all these messages posted. We're up to date even as I speak tonight. This one will be posted sometime tomorrow. And you can have the entire series that we choose to do here, the Holy Grail Bloodline. Just write Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824, or call me. Area code 423-626-2172. And I'll see you tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time around the world on the transmitting Jewel of the South, WWRB 3.185. Yahweh bless you, and I love you.